about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, I don't even want to hear it. I do not even want to hear it. First of all, yes, I did watch the Super Bowl. It was a beautiful game. Beautiful game. And even though usually with my technique, I would have called the Giants, just I thought the Patriots had such an amazing season and battled all adversary, especially with Connolly's groin injury, that I think I made a pretty darn good call. And if you think about it, the Patriots were kind of kicking butt the whole game through. But I got to be honest, a big congratulations to the Giants. They did amazing. I guess Tom Brady's wife, you know, the beautiful model, was complaining about the receivers. I mean, I hate to say that. I was watching that, too. Here's Tom Brady with a hurt shoulder making amazing passes, and no one's catching the dang ball. I mean, if the Patriots had more control of the ball, we probably would have seen something different. But you know what? That's the way the game's played. Now, me, I watch these games for all the medical issues. You know, I'm seeing ACLs tear and shoulder injuries and people flying out of bounds. And it's tough for me because if I was the doctor that was there on the sidelines, I'd be running out all over the place. Yes, trust me, I'd wear a pretty tight sports bra because honestly, when they slow motion you, they slow motion everything. And the last thing you want is a woman, you know, Picassoing around the place as she's flailing down the field. But that's something I think I've always wanted to do. You know, you kind of think, okay, if I had to do my life over again, what would I do? Well, I'd probably, you know, want to have a radio show with good ratings. You know, and I get it. Actually, we got some real good news last week about the ratings of the show. And I know a host really shouldn't talk about ratings. You guys don't care about that. But when it's someone like me that's really shocked that anybody listens, I mean, I'm on cloud nine. So I'm in a very, very good mood today. You guys made this show happen. You guys are making this show happen. And you guys are continuing to make this show happen. And I just can't thank you enough. I really, really thank you. Because without you, the be no me. And yes, my mom's uterus and dad's testicle had to play too, but what I'm saying is in terms of my medical show's existence, my radio show's existence, it's thanks to you. And of course, big thank you to Genesis Communications Network. Tonight, a big thank you for Kyle. Kyle is the shall we say the fallopian tube of today's show. The conduit. No, he doesn't like that. Not fallopian tube. No. How about the Bartholin cyst of today's show? No, doesn't like that either. Okay. All right. Well, just one day. I'm going to lose him. Okay. All right. So, great weekend. The only problem is the heartburn. I can't tell you how many of my patients come in going, I think I kind of blew it this weekend. Well, yes. What did you all eat? I told you not to eat jalapeno peppers and not to eat hot wings and pizza and lasagna and deviled eggs. So, heartburn is huge. And I know a lot of you drank. So I I'm burping too. Listen, I did really good. I only had a couple little dips of the French onion dip. I did a double dip, and I had vegetables. I'm on a diet. I need to fit into a size two. Yeah, all right. In my dreams, yeah. If I had to do it over again, all right, I would probably I would want to be like a doctor for the NFL or the NBA. I think that would be way cool. No, not because I get to go in the locker room. I just love sports injury. I love doing trauma, you know, repair, ER. I think that would have been good. I also would have loved to be a singer, maybe get some singing lessons and have an actual voice where I sing on key if I could have done it differently. And I don't know. I think that's it. I'm pretty happy with all my decisions. Married a good man. Gave birth to two kids. I should probably, you know, be a little tougher a mom than I am, but they don't take me seriously. I mean, honestly, right? You know, even they make fun of my show, right? I have these shirts that say Dr. Dahlia Show, and I printed up a bunch of them, you know, for our cruises and stuff. And, I ask, you know, will my kids wear it? Now, trust me, you know, my dad fixed appliances. So if he had Fix-It Man shirts, I would have worn it because I love my daddy. Right? But my kids, they're like, oh my gosh, mom, no way. People think your show stinks. I'm like, you can't wear the dang T-shirt? No. So we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Now, all right. So if I could do it differently, I probably would be a little harder on the kids. Okay, so this is a medical show. We need to talk about a lot of stuff. Oh, boy. I mean, a lot of things in the news. I don't even know where to start. That gentleman that blew up his house and killed up his two boys, murder-suicide, we probably should revisit. If we could do it today, I will. Kind of signs of somebody that's at risk for doing a murder-suicide. It's sometimes you can't tell. I mean, there's so many whack jobs all over this world, but we need to take some time at that. Also, looks like there's a huge recall on some diet supplements that actually have Viagra-type medicine in it and amphetamine-type medicine in it. So we need to talk about that, where to be careful. Apparently, doctors are saying family members should really bear the weight and some responsibility of telling us doctors when your loved one is demented. How do you like that? We blame the patient. You know, we blame the patient a lot. There are so many you know, I got to talk about this. You know how we blame the patient? Okay, I tell you what I do. Okay, let's say I'm cutting out a mole or a lipoma and the patient's bleeding and kind of bleeding, you know, more than I'd like him to, right? I immediately go, are you taking aspirin or anti-inflammatories? And they're like, well, yes, yeah, I, you know, popped some Advil today. I go, well, that's why. So I blame the bleeding on them. Also, if I'm doing a pap smear and I go in to find the cervix and I really can't get it, I mean, on the first try and you're kind of digging around, I'll go, is your cervix tipped? Do you have a tipped cervix, tipped uterus? Oh, yes, I do. I go, oh, well, that's why. My poor patients are so apologetic by the time they leave. And I'm like, you know what? It's okay. You know what? I'm not going to hold it against you. You're human. Well, now doctors are going to blame you if you aren't coming up to them saying, look, my mom and dad has dementia. Okay? It's because we only have 2.5 minutes to spend with you. This is sad. I know it's sad. We shouldn't be joking about it. But we'll talk about that. We got a lot to fill in, but we're going to squeeze it all in. But I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. All right, we are back on the Dahlia Show, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know I lost my medical license over the weekend. No, I didn't. I am still, you know, people always ask me, they go, are you a shrink? No, I'm a family doctor. Doesn't anybody read my bio? Doesn't anybody? Hold on a second. I am now putting on Facebook. They say you need to keep up your Twitters and your tweets. I'm such a busy girl, I have to multitask and do it here. Apparently, we now have a live stream on GCNlive.com. So I now have to put that on my Twitter and Facebook so y'all know how to find me. So for those of you that don't get a chance to listen to me live, you can now listen to me live on GCNlive.com. You can call in with your medical questions, comments, no criticisms, but compliments. I love compliments. But yeah, I'm a family doctor, board certified in family medicine. I love talking about psychology. I love talking about psychiatry, children, geriatrics, etc., news headlines, etc. But yeah, maybe, you know, maybe again in my next life, I think psychiatry would be cool. I think the human mind is fascinating, but I honestly get nervous by cookies. Like this person here, this Josh Powell. Remember the Washington family? I'm sure you guys heard about this horrible case. Susan Powell had gone missing about 2 years ago, and Joshua Powell, the husband, was under scrutiny. Well, today he blew up his house with his kids in it, and everyone died. And this is just such a horrific story that it warrants us talking about, you know, how to possibly identify somebody this messed in the head. I mean, this kooky. Now, apparently, when the mom went missing, Susan Powell, the father had custody okay? And I guess he had the kids move in with his dad. And from what I understand, I'm trying to get the story right. Stephen Powell is his father. He lived in a city south of Seattle. He actually was arrested in a voyeurism and child porn case. So the state later turned the boys over to Susan's parents. Susan is the one who was missing. Now, Josh had claimed when the kids and he went out camping one night, that's when she was missing. But apparently one of the sons had brought up recently, mommy's in the trunk. Mommy's in the trunk. So something kooky, we believe, had gone on. But investigators were just keeping an eye on Josh. From what we understand, Josh Powell, the father, only got Sunday visits. And from what I understand, throughout the last few days, he boxed up the kids' books and toys, brought them to charity. He bought a whole bunch of gasoline. He carried gas into the house. Nobody noticed this? Nobody noticed. Then he sent out a bunch of emails where people could find his financial accounts, how they could shut off his utilities. And you know, he sent out tons of different emails and then blows up the house. Now, you'd wonder, why didn't anybody who get any of these emails, I think one of the emails said, I'm sorry, goodbye, something similar to that. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm reading this right now. He sent that to several people saying, I'm sorry, goodbye. Now, I'm sorry, people, that's a red flag. Now, I understand many people, they don't check their email till they get home. But for those of us with that iPhone push, right, that beeps every time we have an email, if you see something that says, I'm sorry, goodbye, that's probably a suicide note. Well, before anybody could do anything, from what I understand, even the social worker that had just dropped the kids off could smell the gasoline before the social worker could try to get the kids out. House blew up. Frightening, especially since these boys lost their mom. The boys had obviously a psycho grandfather. Father was kooky, and then the boys lost their life. So, you know, how do you, as a neighbor, how do you identify? Well, I always bring up, okay, if somebody looks kooky and acts kooky, he's kooky, right? If they walk like a duck, talk like a duck, they taste like a duck, right? Is that how the saying goes? Right? They taste like a duck. Something like that. So, I mean, you know, if somebody's bringing in a whole bunch of gasoline to the house, all right, that could be a sign. Of course, the emails were a sign, but if the emails were sent minutes before, I can understand there's not much you can do. But usually people thinking about suicide, they're very, many times some of the telltale signs are they give things away to charity, or they give some of their most prized possessions away. They really don't care, you know, about their possessions anymore because they're getting ready for the afterlife. So they'll start giving things away. That's a huge sign. A lot of times they'll also start to isolate. Just their whole demeanor will change. And, one of my very good friends was suicidal and killed himself. And I remember, you know, thinking back, he kind of had that creepy demeanor. I got the creeps, but I was so, you know, I was like, nah, I'm just being overly sensitive. You can't be. You really need to listen to that sixth sense that you have. Unfortunately, in this case, who would have even thought that he would take his sons with him? But remember, we talked about this with that woman who drove her van into the water with her kids. You know, many parents that do this, they do it because, A, they don't want anybody else to have their kids. B, they don't want their kids to be without them. Or C, they really think there's an afterlife and want their kids with them in the afterlife. Now, you may believe there's an afterlife. I believe there's an afterlife, but no. Okay? You don't take your kids with you. You let them live a long, fruitful life, and then they'll join you later if you even deserve to be in heaven. But there were definitely signs with this guy, and they were interviewing family members, and they're like, look, we knew something was strange. We just didn't think it would go this far. Well, same thing with Jared Lofner, who shot Congresswoman Giffords and killed six people last year. Right? Probably the interviews were the same with John Hinckley Jr., who tried to assassinate President Reagan. Okay? You know, these people are like, I never thought they were capable of this. Same thing with the Virginia Tech shooter. It just, what do you do? I mean, do you call the police on everybody who's kooky? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's a system in place where if somebody looks kooky, you could call the police and say, look, can you keep an eye on him? I don't know if that violates their rights. I mean, trust me, there are a lot of kooky people out there, a lot. So it's just, it is so devastating to see something like this happen. And I don't know how long those emails were sent out. But you'd think if somebody had gotten that email, they could at least alert the police that something's up. And, you know, maybe people like this need to be on watch. I don't know. I don't know what you could constitutionally do that doesn't violate a person's right. I mean, somebody could say, I'm kooky, you know? Right? You know, I really don't like what Dr. Dahlia does on her show. Every time she mentions beans, there's like these sounds that come out of the radio. Something's wrong with her. You need to watch her. I guess where do you draw the line? But in this particular case, I think there were warning signs, and unfortunately nobody jumped on it. And it's just an absolute shame. All right, for those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so we have a lot of stuff to talk about in this hour. Oh, okay, where do I want to start first? Okay, let's hit these supplements over the counter. There's these diet supplements that have been recalled, and some of these are pretty common because they actually have a form of speed in there and a form of a medicine that actually acts as a erectile dysfunction medicine, very similar to Viagra. So Healthy People Company is recalling 15 lots of 7 different dietary supplements, okay? These brands are called Mincebell, Everlax, Everslim, Everslim Shake Mix Dietary Supplement Strawberry, Everslim Shake Mix Dietary Supplement Chocolate. Ooh, that sounds good, right? Because they actually contain sibutramine, which is an appetite suppressant and could actually cause blood pressure and heart rate issues. And then Perfect Men Dietary Supplement and Herbal Drink Achaia Man Mangosteen Dietary Supplement actually has tadalafil. Now, that sounds a lot like sildenafil, which is the component of Viagra, doesn't it? Again, if you take this and you're on nitroglycerin, that could cause dangerously low blood pressure, cause you to die. So you really need to be careful with what you're taking over the counter. I don't know how stuff like this got over the counter, but Healthy People Company is recalling them. And most of them, from what I understand, were sold in California. But right now they're looking at where else they were sold. I guess there's a new... Well, this is actually kind of cool. We're going to be talking about this after the break. I guess there's a new injection that helps increase penile girth. So we're going to talk about that. It actually increases penile size and girth. We're also going to talk about how antidepressants may actually decrease your fertility. So we're finding, you know how antidepressants could decrease your sex drive? Well, they're actually thinking that antidepressants could mess with your sperm. So for those of you trying to get pregnant, but you're taking an antidepressant, not only are you overcoming the sex drive issue, but you may be overcoming how strong and motile your sperm are. So, yeah, we got a lot of below-the-belt type of stuff. You know what? Let me throw in another story, too. There's also a spider that knows how to disengage and castrate himself when the female spider wants to eat him. Remember we're talking about how female spiders eat you during sex if you're a male spider? Now these spiders have evolved where they can detach a penis and flee. So I got to tell you, survival of the fittest. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world. Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Weird Science. This is Dr. Dahlia tuning in. I'm tuning into my own show. Yeah, I do listen to what I have to say, but this is the Dr. Dahlia show. Thank you all for tuning in. Phew. You know, one of these days, I got to get the opening liners correct. I mean, how many years have I been doing this? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, so spiders, we talk about spiders a lot on the show because it's really cool, but they've been doing a lot more research on spiders. And I guess the Niphalanges malabarensis species is a very cannibalistic type of spider where the woman, the female spider, will eat the male spider as they're having sex or after sex. Now, we've talked about the black widow. She kind of does something similar, right? It's very, very common for the females to kill their mate after they're done. So what it looks like has happened is these male spiders have evolved to get the heck out of there during the mate, okay? They actually have detachable genitalia that, from what I understand, still actually work and move, almost like battery-operated, okay? They say the orweb spider, Niphalanges malabarensis, is sexually cannibalistic, and the male has detachable genitalia. These spiders have at most two chances to mate. They have a spare of sperm-transferring organs, actually called their palps, but analogous to a penis, which detach from their bodies when they disengage from mating, either when the female pushes them away and possibly eats them, or they just successfully can run away and then risk death another day. Well, if they know the woman's going to eat them, why do they even mate to begin with? I mean, you think, I mean, if they're evolving to the point where they have detachable genitalia, you'd think they'd evolve to go, all right, well, I'm not, you know. But remember, still nature needs them to mate. So apparently there is enough sperm. And what's even more intrinsically involved with this whole mechanism is while this palp, they call it, is still in the female, other males can't enter because it's still stuck. I guess it could take hours sometimes for the female spider to take it out. And so what ends up happening is the male spider gets to then propagate his personal lineage as opposed to another male spider getting involved. So they say after mating, the left palp in the female for various amounts of time, and then, okay, we already talked about the sperm. 70% of the sperm. Oh, they actually measured this in the lab. Okay, they said before the male detached, you know, kind of like a Star Trek ship, right? Before it detached, 30% of the sperm was transferred to the females. After breakoff, 70% of the sperm were still left doing the job. They said it took about 20 minutes. Somebody stood there with a stopwatch. It took about 20 minutes for 80% of the sperm to transfer. Wow. All right. Well, that's, I mean, okay. I think we're done. I think we're done with the spiders. I can't look at pictures of spiders. I'll get a nightmare. But wow. I just think all this nature stuff is pretty, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Okay. Now you guys are going to be like, well, what do I care about spiders' penises? I care about our own. Well, here's a study for you guys. Apparently researchers from Korea University, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, recently published a study in the Journal of Sexual Medicine where they can use an injection of hyaluronic acid filler. I think they use something similar, in knees. And the Synvisc, you know, for knees and cartilage. Anyway, there's this filler that could actually increase penile girth. They injected about 20 cc's, which is 2/3 of a medicine cup, using a back-and-forth technique into the deep, soft tissue layers, they say, of the men's penises. They did this to 50 men. And again, I apologize if there's kids listening. Then they homogenized it with the roller. All right, so basically they put filler in. You know, like how women put filler in their lips? They put filler in the penis, and they said it actually increased a girth of 4 centimeters, which was maintained 18 months later. They said patient and partner were both satisfied. This is being reported at MSNBC right now. All right, and, but they say the injections did require big needles. Okay, that's not good. They say thus far, creams, pills, vacuum devices don't seem to have as much success. They say one surgeon to widen the penis involves cutting it open and implanting radiated cadaver skin around the central shaft. Some people will have that done. But they think that more people would be for the needle filler than anything else. All right. I don't know. Would you guys do that? I don't know. I mean, it doesn't sound painful to me. I wouldn't feel it. Sounds good. Okay. It sounds like a piece of cake. Okay. So... You wonder, how do researchers come up with these ideas? Honestly, they sit there watching TV. You know, what's that? I love the show. I love the show on Practical Jokers. That's now my favorite show. But Mythbusters, they do. They sit around. They go, you know, well, what type of myth should we bust? You know, or in Practical Jokers, what should we do to each other? And so that's honestly what they do. You know, they get an idea. And they go, let's study this. And you'd think, you know, a female probably would have been the one to go, hey, why don't we shove a needle into the corpus cavernosum, right? Or the tissue, the deep subcutaneous penile tissue, and make it grow. I mean, I bet a woman thought of that, right? I don't see any man who would have, without crossing his legs and cringing, suggested that be done, right? But then again, look how easy it is. They're like, well, we'll find test subjects. Yeah, let's find test subjects. You know, some of these subjects, you know, they'll do it for free. You don't even have to pay volunteers anymore. They'll do it for free. All right, let's talk about fertility in men. Okay, we're still below the waist, so no kids listen yet, okay? Antidepressants may cause infertility. Well, they can listen to this if they want. Now, we've talked about the SSRIs. Those are your Zolofts, Lexapros, Celexas, Paxils, Prozacs. They say that they have been found to cut man's sperm count, as well as their shape and motility, by 50%. So not only does it slow it down, not only does it make the shape funny, but sperm count. Now, am I the only one that's now raising an eyebrow? Remember we were talking about how SSRIs in pregnant women can maybe cause autism? Maybe it has nothing to do with the pregnant women, but it's causing deformed sperm. Did anybody think about that? Okay, well, nobody's mentioned that. Mark my words, they better. Because if they're saying that playing with the shape of male sperm, maybe it's the males that we also need to take off the SSRIs. Anyhow, all right, so they say it could decrease it by 50%. Chronic stress, depression also can lower a man's level of testosterone, so this could also decrease his sperm count. So you have to outweigh the benefits and the risks. Does the SSRI help him become less stressed so he could actually be more fertile in that respect? But they think that some of the people may have an issue because they're taking these SSRIs for premature ejaculation. Premature ejaculation is where you finish before you even kind of start. And you finish too quickly. And it's very difficult to, impregnate, especially if you don't even start the act. And so these medicines are very, very helpful for that. So there's a variety of reasons you could be taking it. They say, however, that the effect of the sperm is reversible. They say it takes 64 days for sperm to fully develop. So if you go off these, you probably need to go off of them for at least 3 months before trying to get your partner pregnant. Okay? And again, these medicines are the SSRIs. We're not talking about Wellbutrin. We're not talking about, I don't believe, Effexor or Pristiq. I think we're just talking about the specific SSRIs like Prozac, Paxil, Lexapro, Zoloft, you know, the fluoxetine, paroxetine, sertraline, etc. Okay? All right. Are we done? Can we move on from below the waist? Oh, I hope we can. Okay? Are we good with that? Are we good with that? No, no more needle stories. Okay, good. Whew, let's move on. Okay, we're going to be coming up on break. When we do, I want to talk about, we got some diabetes news. We also got some other cool inventions coming around the bend. And then we need to talk about a couple pharmacies that got raided by the DEA. Yeah, two CVS pharmacies in Florida got raided. We've got to talk about that. But I really want to hear from you. Call in with your comments, questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And you can follow me, you can follow me on my Facebook, too. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order, world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know the lyrics to that song. I know, you know, I'm used to having bumpers where, you know, I sing along to it, and then because for some reason I'm at a different frequency, it sounds off key. Yeah, that's the reason why I'm off key. So, yeah, they were giving Madonna a bunch of crap because she was lip syncing to the Super Bowl. Of course they're going to lip sync. You know, they have to. They have to dance. It's really hard to sing and dance at the same time. Nobody wants to hear their breathing. You know, Vogue, Vogue. I mean, that sounds horrible. So, of course, she's going to like Vogue, 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 you know, with it in the background. But what was really ridiculous is that lady flipping people off. Why do you have to sing a song? Why do you have to perform at the Super Bowl and give the middle finger right to the camera? Now, of course, I guess the Super Bowl people apologized, and I don't know if it was NBC who apologized for that. But, you know, I thought that was absolutely uncalled for. All right? You don't flip off a whole entire audience that's giving you the time of day on the Super Bowl. It wasn't Madonna. It was one of the other co-singers. I forget who she is, MIA or something like that. Never heard of her. And I thought that was really frustrating and in bad taste. You know, why do people have to have wardrobe malfunctions? Why do they have to curse? Why do they have to do obscene gestures? It's a Super Bowl. You really have to incorporate that. I mean, why can't football be, you know, isn't it enough that football players smack themselves on the butt? That should be enough. That should be the limit of it. But really, I thought that was completely appropriate. Luckily, it happened so quickly, my kids didn't even notice it. And honestly, they see enough middle fingers every time I pick them up from school and drop them off. So my morning and midday traffic driving isn't the most welcomed in my neighborhood. So anyway, I just thought that was absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, leave Madonna alone. I think Madonna, yeah, I talk about Madonna and Elton John, Michael Jackson, Cher. You know, they're a very small group of people that have transcended multiple decades in terms of multiple generations appreciating their music. And there's very few people that could do that. I mean, my kids know Michael Jackson songs, right? Now they're being reintroduced to Madonna. You know, they're like, why isn't she dancing that much? I go, because, you know, she's like a grandma now. You know, that's pretty good dancing for being her age. I don't know if she's 50 or something. Hey, you know, I'm 50's young. When I'm 50, I'm going to dance like, you know, I mean, I'm going to dance, but not dance as good as her, but I'm going to shake my booty and do what I got. I won't be able to moonwalk, but I'll still be able to, I'll hold my own. So anyway, interesting stuff. Okay, let's go to metformin being the preferred drug for type 2 diabetes. Now, I know some of you are like, yawn, really, I don't care about hearing metformin, but this is big. This is really, really big in medical news because we have been treating diabetes for decades using the sulfonylureas, the glyburide, glipizide. I'm trying to think of some other main ones. Usually, those are the main, glyburide and glipizide. Those are the main, I guess, generics. And what they do is they kind of kick the pancreas into gear to shoot out extra insulin. Well, patients don't like them. They don't like them because they gain weight while on them and they cause severe hypoglycemia. And so years ago, I'm like, well, to heck with those. I don't care if the textbook says to use those first. I'm going to use metformin. Now, metformin, a glucophage, is a medicine that helps increase your sensitivity to insulin, decrease resistance, and it's actually weight neutral, or you possibly lose weight. Now, it could, at high doses, irritate your tummy. It could irritate your kidneys. But for the most part, I've had huge success. So I've been teaching the medical students, I don't care about the sulfonylureas. Yeah, you could kind of add them as an adjunct, but I would start people on metformin. Well, finally, medical science is agreeing with those of his doctors. And apparently the guidelines are going to change where they are going to include that you could actually, in addition to diet, exercise, and weight loss, use metformin as first line. So that's kind of big news in the diabetes world. We've talked about diabetes. We're probably going to spend some more time on that later this month because this is Heart Awareness Month. And for those of you that are new to the show, you haven't listened to my diabetes talk. So we'll probably give you guys a refresher on that. But for the most part, metformin is one of the drugs that helps the insulin that you do have work better. And because it helps a little bit of weight loss, you get a double beautiful whammy. You get like a twofer for that one. And so it's kind of good news. It's good news because I'm sick and tired of seeing the students come out throwing people on glyburide and patients getting dizzy, gaining weight, etc. So that's pretty good news. Okay, let's talk about this oxycodone raid. Apparently, two Florida CVS pharmacies have been raided by the DEA because they ordered more than 3 million oxycodone pills. Now, oxycodone we see in Percocet. Okay, and we've been talking about how Percocet is probably one of the most highly abused narcotics out there. In fact, a lot of high school students, you'll see that in movies. You know, oh, if you're having a bad day, take a Perc. People are taking Percocets to get high, all right, in addition to pain, okay? They say apparently the 3 million oxycodone pills were 20 times higher than the national average. They were two CVS pharmacies in Sanford, Florida, all right? And the DEA has charged a major healthcare company and them with violating their licenses to sell powerful pain pills and other drugs. Apparently the average is 69,000. And here these two stood out with 3 millions. Now, these 69,000 pills were sold at pharmacies less than a few miles away. Now, you know, there are pill mills that right now undercover DEA and cops are, you know, looking and hunting. You know, they're trying to find doctors that just, you know, give pain pills with the, you know, with the cursory exam, etc. But the one thing I want to bring up, because I know a lot of you are pretty dependent on pain medicine, you're probably noticing what we're noticing in medicine. There's an anti-pain medicine movement. There's a huge one. All right. Whether you're for it or not, we need to call it like it is. There's an anti-pain medicine movement, and you all need to prepare for that. Okay? All right. They keep talking about how doctors are overprescribing, people are dying, overdosing on these medications. And yes, we're noticing pain medicine being a crucial factor to people's respiratory status, cardiac status, et cetera, GI status. So they're really kind of pressuring us in the medical field to write less. Now they're also watching the pharmacies for how much they purchase and sell. So for those of you that actually require high doses of it, I hope you foresee the problem that's going to come. It's going to get harder and harder for you to get these medicines. I can't tell you how many people come and see me and they go, look, my family doc won't write the pain medicine anymore. And I go, but I don't write it either. I don't like getting involved with that. I mean, I'll write 20 or 30, you know, to get you by, but I don't do pain management. And I know there's been some undercovers that snuck in. You know, because they just kind of had that, oh, you know, I need about 100 Percocets. Will you write it for me? I'm so glad I found you. I'll be your patient. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to write it for you. No, I don't do that. All right. It's not worth the money. And, you know, luckily we, you know, haven't had any issues. And I mean, unfortunately, you know, our patients, they're the ones that suffer because they need to find a doctor who'll prescribe it. So what do you do if you're very dependent on pain medicine, and we're starting to see changes with insurance, we're starting to see changes with the DEA, pharmacies are now under scrutiny, and your doctor doesn't want to prescribe them. My recommendation is probably start finding yourself a pain management doctor, okay? Because those are the ones that are probably going to be the only ones left to spearhead this. Because right now, they're going after doctors who give 100 pills. And I can't tell you how frustrated new patients are. Well, Dr. Dahlia, my other doctor wrote me 100. Why won't you? And they come to me because I have a cheaper cash, you know, visit than other doctors. And I'm like, I just don't want to get involved. I don't. And luckily, we haven't really had any break-ins like other doctors have because we don't carry them. We don't stock them. We don't supply them. We don't have samples of them. We really don't get involved. However, somebody breaks a foot, somebody breaks their hand, someone's in some severe pain, yeah, I'll write some. But for those of you that are really, really dependent, I would say start getting your ducks in a row because you can already see where this is going. Right now, limiting pain pills is the next big endeavor of the government and the medical community. Okay? And we'll talk about pain and some other things that you could do in the next hour. Please stay with us if you can. If not, have a great rest of the way home. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or listen to our archives at GCNLive.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.